Our Place, episode 435.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? I'm getting a sort of crackling noise on coming through my recorder. I don't know what that sort of interference is. If that comes out in the recording, I apologise. It was very quiet, but it was a little couple of... Yeah, I've got it just then as well.
Oh, I don't know then. What would that be? There's nothing much happening.
It's not, I don't know what that is. How are you all doing? We're all right, I think, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's been 2 weeks, isn't it? Three, isn't it, since we podcast?
Yes, we were going to do it last week, but someone came round for a demo of some equipment, and we can talk about the equipment, actually, when we get to that.
We can, yes.
Could make it a bit longer.
Yeah, yeah.
First thing we should say is we'd forgotten. I don't know why we'd forgotten, because this was quite a thing that was a bit annoying for a little while, and then I suddenly saw some possible advantages of it happening, and I'll go into all that, because we haven't got a lot to say otherwise. The week coming up to the bank holiday, which we did speak a lot about, which was just Steve and I here, we got an email. Well, you got an email from the Feathers, because that's how you'd contacted them. Well, you contacted them initially by
phone.
But I think it was, didn't you say it was the administrator?
Yes.
The hotel's gone into administration, basically.
Yeah, so we can't stay there now.
They've been trying to sell it anyway for some time.
So there'll be no ghosty goos on the podcast.
My brother tells me, I'm sure it's all right to say this, because I doubt it's a secret, it would have been in the papers. We know there'd been one case of Legionnaires, but Ron reckons, my brother Ron, because when I said him, we told him we couldn't go there, he said he thought there'd been a second case. So I don't know how right or wrong this is. And of course that's put people off, if they start Googling it, because we did. It didn't put us off, because I consider it's probably one of the most cleaned air conditioning systems there is now, because there's been a problem. It's probably like Alton Towers is one of the safest theme parks now after the disaster that they had. So you know what I mean? It didn't put us off. But anyway, it has got... They were trying to sell it, I assume. Well, I don't know whether they'll... try to still sell it. What they'll do with it, I don't know.
Well, we know nothing except it's gone into administration. Yeah.
And we won't really know.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was no surprise to my sister when I told her, because she said, yes, she'd seen it in the papers. But then I thought of the advantage of the world. It gives us choices of places. You know, we can look at places and probably stay a little bit nearer to where... Like my brother's in Tenbury. We think we know where we want to stay, but we won't go into that. So we've looked at, choices, there are, choices here, aren't there? It's not the end of the world. It's been fun. I was looking forward to it.
A little adventure. But
it also changes that we are not restricted to that day, but we're not going to go into detail on that till we've booked it and decided.
No.
Totally decided and booked it up. So... Anyway, so that was that, the bit that we'd forgot to say.
So
I'm not sure what happened the week after the bank holiday. I don't think you did.
Not a great lot.
Did you not?
We've been out and about, haven't we?
You've done training. You did an exhibition this Thursday, just gone.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went to Waltham Abbey this Thursday. But I suppose we come then to last Saturday, don't we?
Yes.
Which I'd asked Sight and Sound, because they're the reseller in the UK, the distributor in the UK, if I could borrow a BrailleSense Polaris. And the thing about the Polaris is I've been kind of got disillusioned with note takers over the years, because they're always so far behind, and they still are behind, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's way behind on the Android state.
All of them are. I mean, the Braille Note Touch is behind, all of the Braille Note takers are behind. And one of our customers wanted a demo of the Polaris. So I asked Sight and Sound if I could borrow one, and they kindly sent me one out, and we got it on Saturday, and we demonstrated it on Saturday. And I have to say, in many respects, it's a much better note taker than any I've ever seen. A few things spring to mind. One is that it connected so fast to the Wi-Fi. It was amazing. I had it up and running in 10 minutes of arrival, didn't I, Ange?
Yeah.
And it was on the Wi-Fi and running, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was on the network.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that the way it's done, if you are conversant with UEB and you put your Polaris into UEB, you don't ever, ever have to write computer code into it. That's the first note taker I've ever known where you don't have to switch grades when you're like saving files and things like that. You can write them in grade two in UEB, and that's incredible. That's very clever technology, that is. So I was really quite pleased. I actually typed in the password to my Wi-Fi network in grade two. I mean, I've never done that before. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
you know, when you consider what our password is, and I'm not going to say what it is, but when you consider what it is, and you begin it with a THE sign,
exactly,
you can easily see how it could get it wrong, couldn't you?
Yeah.
But it didn't. It went straight in. So that's incredible.
The only thing you found, but we don't know why, really, if there was a reason, obviously it was our router, the web browser was a bit slow, wasn't it? Getting into the web.
I think that is the browser itself. I think the browser is slow on it.
Mm.
It's slow to load pages.
Yes.
The other thing, I think the weakest client is the email client. And the email client, because it renders all emails into plain text, and that's a pain when you want to open a link from within an email. So you have to open the email in your browser first by pressing backspace with O, which is, and then, you know, and then it opens it, and then you can open the link from the email. But it means you've got to read it again from the top,
yeah,
and things like that,
yeah,
or find your place again.
Yeah.
So I'm not really keen on that aspect of it. Because it's an Android phone, though, you can put Android tablet, rather, a device, you can put Android apps on it. So if we get a demo unit, which we intend to do, I shall, because we want to resell it, I shall probably put Aquamail on it and see how well it works, because that one will let you click on links and things within the app, you know. So it'd be interesting to see how well it works.
Yes, and the other thing we can say, can't we, is normally, and I had this thought, normally when you're driving in a car, you try to do your emails on the touch screen.
Yeah.
With a phone in your hand, and it takes, well, quite a while, obviously, in a car. You know, moving about and
especially when you go around corners,
yes,
and things like that, and yeah.
And I said, yeah, if you got this demo, wouldn't it make your life easy? You could get a lot more
right emails
done,
very fast.
A
yeah,
a lot of work.
Yeah,
while
yeah,
you're out.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
I haven't used a note taker of that ilk since I used an Empower, which totally went wrong, and you can't get them fixed now. It's a Braille display. I think the batteries had it anyway, and the Braille display broke. That was the first thing that went wrong.
Yeah.
It literally won't respond because it comes up with some error. If you can still use it on the, you can still charge the battery, but it takes forever.
Mm.
It's really, so it does sort of work.
Mm.
And I did like that as a workhorse for work purposes, as I probably said back in the day. And this is similar.
Yeah, what is also good about it is that many of the commands are the same.
Yeah.
So there's not a big learning curve, you know.
No.
You know, like space with L to get to the top of a document,
I mean,
and
to be honest,
space with 456 to get to the bottom.
To be honest, with various work things, I use sometimes a mixture of an iPhone and a Bluetooth keyboard, or I'll use my Mac depending what I want to do. So I've got three tools that I use for personal or for work. So depending what I can grab at the time, I'm kind of ad hoc, potch potch of stuff, you know, depending on what information I need to give to you.
Yeah.
Or what I have to hand or what's on charge. So I use all kinds of bits and pieces. And, you know, yeah, that's fine. That's not an issue. But with the Empower, that was purely a work thing. Purely, I used it like that.
Yeah.
Which was quite, it was quite nice, wasn't it, back in its day?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I don't like, I prefer QWERTY keyboard, so I actually, even though I learnt Braille, although that Polaris has got a nice keyboard.
It has.
Because I had to go with it to see what it was like.
It's also got a nice quiet keyboard, isn't
it,
Ange? So
it is, yeah.
If you're in a classroom or meeting, it wouldn't impose on people,
no,
would it?
No.
You know, yeah. So, yeah, it's overall though, I'd say it's a nice note taker. and well worth considering.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be selling it as well. And I shall look at, over time, some of the other Braille devices that HIMS do, like the Braille Edge.
Yes, that's right.
Because if the quality of the Braille's anything to go by, they should be good, shouldn't they?
Quite nice, yeah. Lots, you know. More choice, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
More choice?
Yeah.
So that was that little bit of fun with that.
Yeah. And so, and of course this week, then we went to, as I said, Waltham Abbey on Thursday. But other than that, it's just been mad busy.
It's just been a couple of days only you and I here as well.
Yeah.
It's been busy, yes, it has been. Thursday was the quietest, actually, and the day you were out, we had less phone calls on Thursday.
But as soon as we come back, we were busy, weren't we?
We did have some stuff to do.
Because Emma stayed till 6.
That's right, I had some orders, didn't I, that I got. But in the morning, it was really quiet, and then Thursday afternoon livened up a bit.
Mm. Yeah.
So it was quite interesting.
Yeah.
As far as that goes. And here we are back to Saturday. I mean, that's really the be-all and end-all. Nothing much happening in other momentous things to say.
No.
Except to say it's been busy.
It has been busy, but good busy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it, isn't it?
I think that's probably it. I'm sure I was going to say something, but I can't remember. Oh, yes. Talking about people, some of you have sent in songs from the past that you've written, but what about your own poetry or your own stories? Let's have some. Anybody got anything interesting to send in? Because it's still mainly us. I'm not expecting people to come up with stuff that they haven't already got, but have you got things? Well, tell us what note takers you're using and what you like and don't like.
Yeah.
Or how do you get on with your daily work? Or what do you use in your personal life? I said I use my MacBook, my iPhone, and a QWERTY keyboard sometimes, a little BoxWave keyboard.
Yeah.
For both, work and personal.
Mm. So, yeah, give us ideas on what you like and don't like about note takers and any poems you've got, stories, songs. Bear in mind that if they're not yours, make sure you have permission because we don't want to be putting copyrighted stuff on there.
It's probably safer if it's yours, really.
Yeah.
I would have said.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can't legally put any songs that you cover by other people on here, you know.
No, we can't do that. It's best that we don't try to do that. Yeah. But in the past, we have had a few, haven't we? Piano pieces you've made up. We keep threatening to do this, and we've never got... I mean, I've got some I made up. You made up a couple of things and a couple of... One, you made up a couple of songs, didn't you, in your Dim and Distant?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
One of which I know pretty well, and I don't see why it can't go on there. There's no bad words in it.
Mm.
It's perhaps a bit adult in nature, but it's not... It's not explicitly adult, is it?
Oh, I know the one you mean.
You'd have to explain one of the words at the beginning of it, mind you.
Yeah.
It was about when I was on the pill and he wrote a song about it to remind me to take it.
A long time ago.
And it was a good song. And I could imagine Chaz and Dave doing it because it was a good style for Chaz anyway, you know? It was.
Mm.
And it was a good song. And... I keep saying we'll have a silly August one year, but we don't have to wait for August, okay? But I keep threatening it, and I haven't got brave enough because I haven't played a keyboard for years now. It is a long, long time since I played a keyboard. Because I was interested in fiddling about with a keyboard, my mum, in her wisdom, or lack of maybe, decided I should have piano lessons at school.
Mm.
If anything, that put me off.
Mm.
Because... I mean, although I did like some of the pieces that I learnt, they were nice. I'm not saying I didn't like any of what I did, but it's not the way I was wanting to be, and it wasn't teaching me stuff that was modern. Because all they knew how to teach was stuff that you'd have for grades, but I didn't do the grades to do exams because Mum didn't want, that's not what she wanted me to do. So I don't regret having the experience. It's probably the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life was learn any piano with correct fingering and using the black notes, you know, I didn't do things like that. No. Actually, I think I did make one song up that had black notes in it, but I don't remember what that was. But I didn't do that, so I'm glad I've learnt that, because I understand that a little bit more, you know, even now, I suppose.
Yeah.
Don't regret it, but it did kind of put me off. But I used to make up, when I was younger, tunes. And it's annoying now, because one day I was sat in, actually I was sat on the loo, you were out demoing, and some tune came in my head, and I thought, I can hear it in my head, but I can't play it. And I couldn't sing the notes individually because it's harmonies. I couldn't do that.
Mm.
And it's so annoying when you get things in your head and you can't put them into... Because it was more complicated than anything I could play. Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Even back in the day, I couldn't have played it. It was more complicated.
Yeah.
It's funny. So I still have things in my head.
Mm.
I still have lots of stories in my head. Goodness knows whether I'll ever get to write them.
There you go, you see.
I have... loads.
Get on with it then.
I don't know whether I'll ever get. I just don't know. Mm. It's, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. So, yeah, there's lots of things people, I'm sure you could all tell us.
Mm.
About the. Oh, yes, gym. Do any of you go to the gym and have you found a good one? Just for the curiosity of it. I've heard some people say on In Touch about the gym, but nobody's ever. You know, I'm curious. What do you do for, you know, do you have gyms? Do you have your own equipment? Mm. We'd like some, but we haven't at the moment got room for any.
No.
Equipment. Or do you use...
Or do you exercise at home? Exercise
tapes or something. Yeah. There's this company out, isn't there? What do they call
it? Blind Alive.
Which we haven't tried, but they sell exercises. She's American, isn't she?
Yeah.
The lady that runs it.
Yeah.
And they apparently get help and information from qualified people, don't they?
Mm.
So that you know how to exercise properly. Because that's what worries. I'm afraid of things like... Because I don't. I have no ideas about posture and... I mean, it's the years since I did physical education, as they call it, at school. Good long time. So we were talking about looking for a gym at some point. But yeah, anything, people, you know, anything, my lovelies. Well, I'm after something, you see. Well, after something more than just me and you chatting.
Yeah.
Because we run out of ideas, don't we?
Oh yeah, I mean, but you know, we'll keep it going as long as we can do it.
But so. There might be a lot of delay because we've got nothing to say.
Yeah.
A lot of weeks.
Yeah. But I think that's it this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I'm out of things to say, really.
Yeah, me too.
Well, mind you, you're going at it, hammering tongs.
I was going to say to you, I don't know any place we can find the Creative Commons music anymore, because we could dig out things like that if we could find some.
Well, you can look. I mean, I haven't Googled
music
it for
Alley
ages.
Music Alley is still around, I believe.
Music Alley is still around, I believe, yeah.
Which used to be PodSafe Music Network.
Network, yeah.
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 So, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll look at that again. It's time thing, isn't it?
It is a time thing, but we used to do it.
Yeah.
You
don't let me now. You keep making me watch TV.
I don't have to. I don't need to do that. You know, that's totally unnecessary.
Oh,
message.
it's all right. That's a message on the phone there.
Somebody's left a message. I don't know what they're talking about, and we don't want to know what they're talking about.
So.
Yes, so that's it.
Mm.
So, I guess that is it, really, isn't it?
That is it, I would say, Yeah.
So I'll say bye from me.
Yeah, bye from me too. Well, actually, before I go, I better remind you that you can contact me at ourplace@comproom.co.uk. And, of course, you can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to get all that information and all about the episodes and any show notes that we put in as well. And how to learn. You can learn how to listen on the phone if you haven't got internet access. So various things like that. Thanks to Talking Newspaper Services for that continued service. So with that, we'll say cheerio and we will see you next time.